I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Hi, my name is Phil. Most of my friends call me Big Phil.
I play guitar.
And I like lasers.
If you're looking for love, then listen up, because Jamie's in the joint. And the Date Doctor is on the Damon Scott Show.
Dating expert, author, founder of Got5Minutes.com, TV personality on Fridays, our love consultant. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Damon and Gina.
Say hi, Gina. Be polite.
Hi. How are you?
You rude turd.
I'm not a rude turd.
What are we talking about today?
I'm talking about how dating has changed after decades. A lot of people have been married for many, many years. They get back out there. They're ready to date, and they really don't understand all the changes that have been made.
How long's internet dating been around?
I met Eric 12 years ago on there, and it was pretty new. Yeah,
back when they had dial-up. You're like, yeah. I'd like to meet this guy.
Going to the bars is seen more as taboo than it is going on the internet dating scene. People think that's kind of sleazy now to go out drinking.
Besides, if you've been married 20 years, last thing you want to do is go down to Jammers.
And it's loud and it's crowded and you don't know if somebody's married or not married. You don't know how to approach people. It's awkward. So internet dating is a really popular thing. One of the big problems with internet dating is that there are so many more ways and opportunities to meet these people. Men and women are both creating these deal breaker lists that are huge. Oh, I want them to have an education and I want them to make this much money and I want them to want three kids, and you lose sight of what's really important in finding your match. So my best tip to that is, if you're looking out there, you need to absolutely be your best, because everybody is setting the bar so high.
So you're saying you should set your sights lower, like Gina?
I would never say set your sights
lower.
I'm
looking for somebody who's breathing.
No, I always say chemistry and respect, you should never sacrifice that. But if you're in your 40s, does it really matter if 25 years ago, the guy that you're about to date didn't go to college? As long as he's got something.
Or was a serial killer.
There's a few big deal breakers like that, but for the most part, if you find someone that you're attracted to that treats you great, can't you get over some of these crazy things that people add to that deal breaker list?
So keep your mind open.
Absolutely.
All right.
Facebook is huge right now, and one of the things that drives me crazy, and mostly I see women doing this, they pour their dating drama out on their Facebook page. Now, I'm not saying that their potential dates are looking at it going, wow, she's nuts, but if you have all that negative energy in you about dating and you're writing posts like, oh, once again, guy never called, I'm at rock bottom again, done dating.
I hate when people change their profile picture to whatever celebrity they happen to meet over the weekend at the Grammys.
What was wrong with that? I thought Gina had
Here's
a new hot
me
guy.
And my boyfriend, the host of Amazing Race. We're talking with Jamie, the Date Doctor, about getting back out there.
Over the past couple of decades, they've started to coin these new terms like friends with benefits or F-buddies.
What's that stand
thing.
For?
As if it's like a glamorous or cute thing. It isn't. Just because it has a name to it doesn't make it acceptable.
And you know what that used to be called? Slutty.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Really, if you're just looking for that, it is totally okay and acceptable. But if you're looking for a relationship when you're back out there dating, you just have to be honest with that. And my last tip, texting is becoming a big complaint of a lot of women. And my best suggestion is, if you have a guy that prefers to text you and you would like him to call you, don't text back immediately. Make him wait 4 or 5 hours, because then he gets the message that he's not going to get the quick response that texting usually gets. And he'll pick up the phone and call you.
I think everybody should just go speed dating.
I think so too. Next one is Friday night, ages 22 to 36.
So a week from tonight.
A week from tonight.
And where's that at?
Wouldn't Happen Hartford.
Burger Bites and Love.
That's right.
Where would folks go to get involved in this or ask you questions about love and romance?
Got5, that's the number 5minutes.com.
Just announced, up to an additional 1,000...